Okay, starting the brand new Perek, Kol HaTadir. This is the source, one of the sources for the famous principle of Tadir Shein and Tadir Kodim, right? When we have two mitzvahs in front of us that we both are doing at the exact same time, then we would do the more frequently occurring mitzvah before the less frequently occurring mitzvah. Many places throughout Shas we use this klal, but this is one of the key sources. Daily, almost daily application of this is when, you know, in Shacharis, a person has talis and tefillin, so lechora, this is an application of Tadir Shein and Tadir, right? I have my two mitzvahs, so I have my tzitzis, which I do every day, even Shabbos and Yantavs, that would come first, rather than my tefillin, which is not worn on certain days of the year. There's a Bach, based on the tour, who says maybe it's because of a din of is that the mitzvahs are one of the mitzvahs that are shkulos, k'neged kol haTorah kulos. Maybe that's why I'm starting with tzitzis. Other, Mishnah Berurah brings down an inyan of ma'alim v'kodesh, that we want to go up to the tefillin. But lechora, that's an application, one way of Tadir Shein and Tadir. In the Minchas Asher, Asher Weiss has a piece, because one of the psukim we'll learn is from last week's parsha in Pinchas. So he asks the following interesting question. What would be the din of trying to be magdir, you know, what's considered to be Tadir? What would be the din if I would have something that would occur throughout the year, but at less frequently intervals, less frequent intervals, or have something that occurs only through a select portion of the year, but more frequently? So he brings, the question would be, for example, by Elul, right? If what comes first, do I say L'David Hashem Ori Yishi, or do I say Barchi Nafshi? So what's the tutzdadim? Barchi Nafshi, I say either 12 or perhaps even 13 times throughout the year. It's spaced out, but that's the total number, is only 12 or 13. Whereas L'David, I'm saying that twice a day throughout the Chodesh Elul. So he brings an interesting thing over here. This is in Simon Samach Aleph, says Rav Asher Weiss, Mate Ephraim Simon Tavkuf Pei Aleph Sivav Kosev Debarosh Chodesh Yesh Lahakdim Barchi Nafshi. Which first you should say that first, L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, D'Birchi Yosef Havi Todir, Shenemer B'chol Rosh Chodesh, after Poshet, L'David Hashem, Nemer Yoser Pa'amim, D'B'chol Yom B'chodesh Elul, Omrim Perek Zeh Beis Pa'amim. So he's saying that whatever comes first throughout the year, that he learns that it's Barchi Nafshi, right? Harinaka D'mash, Nemer B'chol Rosh Chodesh, B'chol Hashan Kulu Havi Todir. Fine. Me'idach, on the other side, he said, Me'idach B'shagasari, Simen Chafalif, D'Birkas HaMazon Todir, Misfiras HaOmer. So I have a question. What should I do when it's time to bench? Kevin dechayvin leechol pas b'chol Shabbos v'yomtov, right? Kama seudos havi yoiser mimentes yemei hasfira, because that's more frequently than counting of Shabbos v'yomtov than the 49 days of sfira. Umashma delu lechein. If it hadn't been for this, havi sfira omer todir, that would have had the din of todir af shekneged keneged because amazon shenohig b'chol Shabbos l'shoshana v'dok. Okay, so he's saying it's machloikis between the Shagas Ari and the Matif Ephraim. All right, that's a hakdama. Now we'll start the Mishnah. Kol hatadim mechavero koydim es chavero. Anything comes more frequent than that is done first. Tamidin koydim the musafim. Korban tamid, which is brought every day, twice a day, comes before Musaf. A Musaf Shabbos comes the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, and the Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Musaf Rosh Chodesh comes the Musaf Rosh Hashanah, and the Rosh Chodesh Korban Musaf comes before Rosh Hashanah. Shneemar Milvad Olas Haboiker Asher LaOlas Atamid Tasu Es Eilem. So besides this korban, right, which is the daily one that you're going to bring, you should do these as well. So the pasuk is mashma that the korban, the daily, the korban talmid comes first, and then these are the additional ones that you bring afterwards. The Rambam brings this down. We'll discuss this more tomorrow's daf as well. In Tamidim Musafim, a lot of the halachas here from today's daf and Perek Tes, halacha beis ketzed sidur hakorbanos. He brings our mishnah Musaf Shabbos Techila. V'acharach musaf chodesh, v'acharach musaf yomtov, shekol hatodim echavero, koydim es chavero. Right? And then he quotes by tomorrow's daf. Oh, we'll see. Let me just jumping ahead a little bit. V'chein kol hamakudosh mechavero, he has more kedusha, koydim es chavero. And then we'll have to talk about, and tomorrow it says, what if I have both? Right? I have a suffix. One is more tadir, but one is more kadosh. Which comes first? So says the Rambam. The Gemara does not answer one way or the other, but the Rambam quotes, Hay lefanav tadir u makudash, Yachtim Ezim Ahem Shiyirtze. You could pick. Fielder's choice. Whichever one you want to bring first, you could bring first. And we'll see as the sugi develops. Says the Gemara Minolan. Where do we know this? Where do we know Tadr Shein and Tadr Koidim? One second, Minolan. What do you mean? Where do you get this? Kedekamar Taima. The pasuk said, "Milvad olas boker." Besides, from the korban that's brought in the morning, "Seduma tamidin hain dekadmu lemusafim mishum de tadire." Right, musafim lemusafim minolan. No, the Gemara says, "I understand if you only had the pasuk. Okay, you could say that the korban tami would come before the musaf, because fine. But the other ones for the when dealing with in musaf, how do you know that from?" So, Amar Rebbe Elot, the Amar Kral, the pasuk says, Ka'ele tasu liyom shivas yomim. Right? That's the Ka'ele, the Balkari loves to sing. So what is it like these? The pasuk, it goes right after the first pasuk that was quoted in the Mishnah. Milvat olas boker, asher olas tomi tasu es ele. Ka'ele, right? So ele, ka'ele. These additional are like those, the Korban Talmud, meaning that the same rule applies. The ever rule applied to Tadir of the Korban Talmud applies to this as well. That's what it means. Eile ko'ele. The haimi boy le gufe. One second, need that for its own halacha to tell me about the Korban on falls on first day of Pesach, right? No, im kein nichtav eile ta'ase layom. No, it could have said these, but it says the chaf hadimion, it's comparing it to something, ko'ele, like these, that's how you learn it out. E kosov eile tasu liyom shiva sayamim havamina eile shiva sayamim. Right, these are the ones you do for the 7 days. Layom ksiv. Right, so what's the thing? If the pasuk would have said that this is how you do it, so the havamina would that you do these total over the 7 days. So ka'ele teaches me they're all brought on every day. Vakati, one second. Still, I have a question. Ema eile layom. Yeah, these will go on the first days. Avashar yemei lo yedanem kama. But the other days of Yom Tov, I'm not going to know how many I'm supposed to bring. Right, so that's what the Ko'ele comes to teach me. So you can't use it to... I need it for this. No, I can't. It's not open now to learn out for Tadir Sheina Tadir. So the Gemara says, Omer Kro Ta'asu Shihiyu Kol Ha'asiyos Shavois. No, Ta'asu tells me that everything, all the Asiyos, all the things you're doing, all these Korbanos you're bringing all over the Yom Tov of Pesach, they should all be equal. Since I'm using it that to teach me everything's equal, therefore Ko'ele is extra, and therefore I can use it, since it's open, I can use that to teach me the Din of Tadir, Usha'in of Tadir. Abaye Omer Megufa Dekro. I learned this out from the Pasuk itself that's quoted in the Mishnah. Right? Inkein lemakra milvad olas haboker, right? It should have said just besides from the olas haboker, v'tishtok. Okay, should have been quiet after that. Asher leola hatomi lamali. Why'd have to add this extra additional phrase, right? That is done. Asher leolas hatomi is brought for the daily korban. So lemeima dehoch the tadire tikdom. If that's what teaches me the din. And anything's more frequent, that comes before that's less frequent. Okay. Says the Mishnah. So now, just like by what's more frequently takes precedence, so that anything has a higher level of Kedusha. You know, interesting, does this apply just to Korbanos? Does this apply to human beings, right? We know that a Kohen has an additional level of Kedusha, and we know there's a Vikidashto, right? So there's a special Indian to be, to Membachdim, he gets to pick the Moni Yofe, the best, you know, you serve the platter of chicken, so he gets first picks. Okay. Says the Gemishnah, though, Kol mo kudosh mechaver, kodim es chavera. Dam hachatas kodim dam ha'ola. So, when we're doing the dam of the chatas comes first, mipnei shehu meratze, because that brings a type of a kapara, right, for things that you're going to get karis for. So you bring a korban chatas. Avre ola koydmin le emure chatas. The limbs of an ola come before the emurim of a chatas. Mipnei shu kolio leishim, because it gets totally burned up. The Rambam in the Perek brings down this in halacha hey. Says the Ram Dam Hachatas Kodom Dam Haola, right? The Dam is comes first. Mipnei Shadam Hachatas Mechaper. Every Ola Kodmi in the Emuri Chatas Mipnei Shola Kula Loishim. Dam Chatas Ve Every Ola. So what's this? Eze Shiyirtze Yachtim. Again, it's open to your choice. V'chein dam ol ve'emurei chatas. If you have a conflict between the dam of the ol or the emurim of the chatas, o dam ol ve'dam osham, these things more the Mishnah doesn't talk about, ezem shiyirtze yachtim. Either one you want, you can bring first, as the Gemara is going to speak it out. So, says the Mishnah, yeah, we're chatas kodem es la'osham, mipnei shedam anitain la'arba kronos al hayesod. So the chatas comes before the oshem because we do it on all four corners. Oshem kodem l'toida ve'il nozir, that comes before that. Mipnei shehu kodshe kodoshem, it has a higher level of kedusha. Toida ve'il nozir kodmim l'shlamim, these come before shlamim. Mipnei shehei ne'chalin l'yom echad u'tu'unin lechem, because we know there's a special 40 loaves that are brought with the toda, whereas the nozir only has 20 that are eaten along with it. The Rambam says, one second, this is, let me find it. Things in. Yeah. He goes through the whole list there. Maybe we'll come back to this. We'll do the sugyas first, and then we'll come back to all the things. Okay. Yeah. Hashlamim koidmim lebechor. So shlamim comes before the bechor. Why? Mipnei shehutu'unin matan arba. Because it gets for usmicha, and we do the smicha. You put the head on the hands on the head of the korban. V'nesachim tenufois chozev v'shok. Right, we do the nesachim with it, and we wave the chozev v'shok. V'abechor koidim lemaiser. The bechor comes before maiser. Mipnei shekedusha also merechem, because it kedusha the bechor. Comes automatically. It's you don't do anything to it like maaser to make it kadosh. The Rishonim point out there are really two areas in halacha where the kedusha comes me'elov. One here is the kedusha of the bechor, and the other is Friday night. Shabbos comes. There's a lot of discussion as to why bedafka these two. But here in the halachic sense, the Mishnah is talking about that's why the bechor comes before the maaser, right? V'ne'echol kohanim, and it's eaten by the kohan, where everybody gets to eat from the maaser behema. A maaser koidim la'ofos. So the maaser from a behema comes before the ofos, the birds mipnei shehu zevach, because this is an actual shchiti do that, whereas you only do malika on the birds. V'yesh bo koidish kadoshim, and you also have maaser behema that could be kodesh kadoshim. Damo ve'emurav, right? It's dam and it's emurav. It's kishkas. Its inners are put on the mizbeach. For oifos koidmim leminachos. This is an excellent mishnah. Puts it all together. You have the oifos come before the menachos mipnei shehein minei domim, because there's dam in it. Minchas choite koidim leminchas nedava, a mincha that you have to bring versus a mincha that you want to bring. The business comes before pleasure, literally. Mipnei shehu bo al chait, because you didn't veira. Chatas ha'of kodemes la'olas ha'of. And the chatas ha'of comes before the olas, v'chein behekdesha. And so too, if you were makdashit, so then the chatas in that case would come first as well. The Rambam brings these down in Vav. Right? Chatas kodemes la'ola, mefilu chatas ha'of kodemes la'olas behema, shne'emar, Es asher lechatas rishona, binyanav lechol chatas. This is a binyanav. Teach me all the din by any chatas. Right? Shehi kodemis laola habo imo, comes before the ola is brought with it. Vechein so too b'shas hafrosha, when you're setting aside these animals for the korbanos, mafrish chatas techili. You should mafrish the chatas first, va'achakach haola, and then you do the ola afterwards. Okay, now. On Amud Beis with the Mishnah. I'm sorry, the Gemara. Minohani Mili, right? How did you know that the Chatas comes before the Zrika on the Ola? The Tan Rabbanon Upar Sheni Ben Bakar Tikach L'Chatas, right? And the plus, you learn it out by the it says the second par will come before the Chatas. Im Balamay Shehim Shnayim. If you're going to tell me that what? There's just two parim, right? That's extra. I don't need that. Harikvar Nemar. I said, Ba'ase Esa Echod, Chatas, Ve'esa Echod, Ola. I already know there's two. The Pasuk said beforehand that there's one's the Chatas and one's the Ola, right? So, Matam Aloma, why the Pasuk have to tell me? Par Sheni, Ben Bakar Tikach Lechatas, that the second one is the Chatas. Sheyochel, Shehe Chatas Kodemis, Chomais Ola. You would have thought the Havamina was you should do everything to it To the chatas kodemis, do you do the ola? Tamalomer upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. No, the second part that you bring is the chatas, which that's mashma that what? That the chatas actually comes second to the ola. So this is the brisa. E par sheni. If the pasuk had just said par sheni, yochle would think te ola kodemis the chatas the chomaseh. That really, that what you do, the ola should come first. So therefore, Talmud Lomer va'asei es ha'echad chatas v'es ha'echad ola. This is one of them is the chatas, and the other one's going to be the ola. So what that's mashma, the chatas comes before the ola. So ha'ketza. So I have a stira. The first one was mashma that the what? That the ola comes first, and this one is that the chatas comes first. So ha'ketza, how do you do this? Dam chatas kodemus the dam ola. What aspect are we talking about? If we're talking about the dam of the chatas, that comes first, then the dam of the ola. Bepnei shemeratze, it's meratze, right? However, the evare ola, those would come first, than the emurim of the chatas, right? That's how you learn at the pasuk. Okay, wow. Vamai. Why? One second. Why do all four of the matanos have to be done by the chatas, right? Before the ola. Matana kamaisa de mechapra. The first one's mechaper, right? So do that first. Tikdum, let that one be enforced. Ulahanach, lahanach lo. And then, and the other ones shouldn't be before them. So Amar Ravina, in this pasuk over here, Chacha bechatas halavim askinen. We're talking about a unique chatas of the levim. Even though it's not really being mechaper, it's more like an ola. Nevertheless, the Torah still says that this chatas comes before the ola. When we get into the dam, so what's that mashma? That would say that in general, so you have to do all four of the zrikos on the chatas have to be done before the zrika of the ola, despite the fact that the first one already was mechaper. Okay, that's Ravina's answer. But Marova Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they gave a different teretz. Since you started already, so you finish them up, you complete it, and then once you know. You're osik in that Indian, then you finish it up, and then you move on. Don't do it partially, and then you move on to the ola. Ibayeluhu, so he asks the following question: Dam chatas ve'evre ola eiz mehen koidem. Right, so this is what we saw from Rambam. If I have a question of which should come first, dam chatas koidem. Maybe dam chatas should come first. Mepnei shemiratze. The svara to say that what's it called? That the dam and the chatas will come first because you get the kapara for that. Dilma, right? Dilma is the source for the English word dilemma. My dilemma is, I don't know, I'm not sure how to add. Avre ola koidmi. Maybe the avarim, the limbs on the ola come first. Mipnei shehen kol le'ishim, because that gets totally burned up on the mizbeach. So maybe each one has a mila, you know? You have to look at each side. So tashma, let's answer it. Dam chatas koidmi le dam ola. The rule is that the dam, the chatas, comes first. The dam ola hu dekodim. So the diak is, yeah, it comes before the dam of an ola. The avre ola lo kodim. But on the evarim of the ola, that it would not have a din kadima on. Adarabba, one second. I could argue the opposite way. Misefa, right? Avre ola kodim lemuri chatas. When we talk about the Avre Ola, right? The Varim come before the Emurim on the Chatas. Le Emure Chatas hu dekodim. Yeah, but it's only that. Le Dam Chatas lo kodim. I could be medayik that should not come before the Dam. El meha leik lemash meino. Since I could really make diukim in either direction, I can't be poshet the shiloh one way or the other. Ibai lehu. They asked the Kasha. Question. Dam Ola ve Emure Chatas ezim hem kodim. So the dam of a korban ola, or the emure, the inners of the chatas, which comes first, dam ola koidim. The dam of the korban ola should come first. De koosi mikoach kolil. Okay. Odoma, maybe emure chatas koidim, maybe second first. De koosi mikoach mechaper. Right? Interesting girsa as to what this means. De koosi mikoach mechaper. Sheet Mikobetzis and others discuss this. There's a tremendous lumdus behind this, but what is it? Maybe because since it's mechaper, that should come first. So Tashma, dam chatas kodem dam ola. The rule is, right, the dam of the korban chatas comes first before the dam of an ola. Dam chatas who called him the dam ola. Only the dam for that comes first. Aval emurei chatas, but for the emurim of the chatas, they would not come first. Lo, they don't have a din kadima. Ad rabba, similar, discussion. May seifa. I'll look to the seifa and I'll make a diak in the opposite direction. Avri ola kodmin le emurei chatas. Avri ola hu dekad me le murei chatas, aval dam ola lo. Right? It's not. Se'ela meha lake lamashma mina. We can't be medayik either way because, if you do the ratio, I'll show you the safe. If you do the safe, I'll show you the ratio. We go in circles. The iba elahu, another question. Dam ola v'dam asham. Eza hemen koidim. So now I'm still within dam. Right, so the ola, the asham, which comes first, dam ola koidim de ka'asi mikoach kolil. Maybe the ola because it's going to get all burned up. Odilma dam asham koidim de ka'asi mikoach mechapir because it's going to be it's going to be get the kapara for the person. So tashma dam chatas koidim dam ola. The dam of the chatas comes before the dam of the ola. Aval dam asham lo. But it's not going to come before the what's it called? The ola, yeah, right. Bidinhu, really, 1 second. You should have taught me the iboy lemesne dam asham. Really, the Mishnah shows this halacha by the dam of the korban asham. For I did the boy the misne seifa, but since it was talking about the seifa, every ola kodmin the every chatas, right, which is that the limbs of the of an ola come before the kishkas of the. There's got to be a better translation for emurim than kishkas, but the it means like the innard parts, right? Okay, fine. Of the chatas, de'i tan le'emurei asham. If it would have taught me by the asham, havamina would have said the following: le'emurei asham hu dekod me. Yeah, it comes before the emurim of the asham. Le'emurei chatas lo kod me, but it does not come before the emurim of the chatas. Mishum hachi tan chatas. So that's why, in order to correct that havamina, that's why it said that it comes before the chatas. Okay, tashma chatas kodem asham. Chatasu de kodmo le l'oshem. That's what comes first, but the diak is of all ola lo, right? But it would not come before the lo. Samai lav dam, right? Isn't the Mishnah talking about doing the zrikas hadam, which again, this would be mashma, that the dam of the ola would not come before the dam of the of a chatas. Lo, no, aimurim. It's not going on the dam, it's going on the aimurim. Daikanami, I can make a diak like this as well. Tikitani mipnei shedomo niton. Shma mino. Okay, it says that the dam is what's placed on the four corners, and it doesn't say it's put on there. So therefore, you see, we're talking about the actual korb itself, not the dam. Okay. Weiter chatas kodemis. This comes before the osham because again, it's putting on the four corners of the mizbeach, and it's also the dam is going to be poured out. By the yesod, so adarava osham kodim shikain lo yeshla kitzva. Wait 1 second. We know that there's a set amount for how much expense a person has to pay for an osham, right? Just agav, we had a shiur. Someone was talking about maybe a Shabbos. I forgot exactly. So Zalman was talking about how certain English words come from Hebrew, and I never chapped, but he said ashamed. To be ashamed of something comes from osham. Makes sense to me. I don't know if it's linguistics, but it sounds good to me. Okay, back to the story. Just reminded me that osham kodim shekein yesh lo kitzva has a set amount. Afilu hachi riba de mizbeach adif. Even though the fact is going to get more on, there's more tons on the dam. That's more chashiv. Oshem kodim la toida, right? So then we said that a korban oshem comes before the toida. Adaraba ha toida el nazir kadme. That should come. Shekein to'un in lechem. You bring some along with it. Afilu hachi kod shekod oshem adife. No, despite the fact that you do bring it, it's a different category. It's kod shekod oshem, so that has a precedent. That's adif. Toida ve'el nazir. That comes before the shlamim, because we know that a toda is only eaten for one day, has a less of a time to eat it, because we said for many, many times already that you bring the extra loaves. It's like a toda is a subcategory of shlamim, and you want to publicize the miracle, so you have to have more food and less time to eat it, so that you're going to be mefarsim the nes that Hashem gave this person refuah shlema. So it says, no, adraba, shlamim kadme, shlamim come first, shekein yeshnam betzibur kibiyochin. They apply both to a tzibur, right? By the talking about shavuos, shtei halachim. Safilu hachi nechalin liyom echad adifei. No, you're right, but nevertheless, the fact that the toda and the nazir, the ale nazir is eaten only for one day, that's more important. That's it gets the din kedima. Okay, iboy luhu. I ask the kasha now. Toda ve'ale nazir. Ezmehen kodim, right? Which one comes first? So what's the svara? Toda kodma, maybe the korban toda should come first. Shekein tuuna arba mine lechem. It gets four different types of loaves, right? And the nazir only gets two different types. Odilma el nazir kodim. Maybe the ale of the nazir comes first. Shekein yesh imo domim acherim, because it's the first of a set of korbanos. There's other korbanos that brought along with it. So tashma zu kodemes lezu shezu tuuna arba mine lechem vezu zo eina tuuna ela shne mine lechem. The answer is no. The Bryce is telling me the answer. This it comes to the Torah comes first because you bring the four different, the lechem, the matzah, the chametz, and the matzah, and the nazir only brings two. Vahashlamim kodmin lebechor. Okay, so the shlamim come before the bechor because this has what's it called? Because the shlamim had two, right? Right, and then the smicha, and then there's the nesachim, right, and then there's the chayz v'shok. Okay, so adaraba, one second, I'll tell you the bechor kodem shekein kedusha so merechem, because it has this inborn kedusha. It's like chal automatically. Nechal kohanim, the kohanim eat it. No, afilu hacha mitzvos yeseros adifi. Since you're doing additional mitzvos in the case of the shlamim, that's where it has a precedence to it. So it's fascinating. On this line in the Gemara, the mitzvahs yeseros adife, I saw that that Rav Zilberstein has in the Cheshukei Chemed an interesting question. He wants to know which is more, I'll call it, which gets the precedence, hachnasas orchim or bikur cholim, right? In other words, make up a case where you'd only be able to do one out of the two. So he first of all, and you can only one, so which would you do? So he brings an interesting case. He first of all just quotes the milos of each of them. He quotes the Gemara in Nedarim on Mem and Aleph, right? Yotzer be kiva v'dorish komi she'enim v'akir cholim ke'ilis shofeich domim, right? If you don't do bikur cholim, it's like you are Shofech Damim, right? The Ram brings us in Perek Yudal of Hilchos of Ovil, right? That the he says Bikur Cholim Mitzvah Al Hakol. So we see the tremendous mildness to Bikur Cholim, right? On the other hand, there's this tremendous mildness to Hachnasas Orchim, the famous Gemara in Shabbos in Kuf Chav Zayin, when Avram Avinu is talking to Hashem, and he says, one second, God, hold on, I've got three Arabs over here I need to talk to. So the Gemara is Medayik and says, you see from here, a tremendous lesson. Gedol Hachnasas Orchim Mekabalas Pnei Shechina, right? So I have very, strong, rayas for both sides, and he has an interesting case. What would be though if it wasn't just one person sick versus one person who needs hachnasas orchim? What if I had four people, right? If I had four people who needed a place with that, would I say, well, I could do this 1 minute, so I'm getting four versus the one person who's sick? He says lechora nira shehakol tol lefi ha'inyan, depends on the circumstances, right? How much does this guy really need your help? They can't, arrange it for themselves. So it depends on this. He brings from Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov, right? He says Raya Shiriboy Hakamos Adifa. The question is do I look to the kamos or the echus, the quality or the quantity? So he brings a raya over here to look from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Mehagimor bezvachim daf pei tes amid beis hashlamim koidmim lebechor. All right, well, we just finished, right? Right, it comes first. even though that the Bechor was called a Mirechem, and it's even the Kohanim, Mishum Sheshlamim Yesh Bo Mitzvahs Yeseros, Hare Shemailis Mitzvahs Harbe, Chashuvas Yoisim and Mitzvah Achas, Ekusis Yoser, right? So if you do many, many quantity is better than one good quality mitzvah. Okay, let me just, a little bit more in this piece. It's so interesting. Achein, Adayin Leishis Topic, Bezed, Yitochin, Kubi Shekol, Mash, Amrinin, Shiribwe Kamos, or if we're saying doing many is even better, Hainik She'ena Asukin B'mitzos Shebein Adon L'mokom. That's when we're talking about mitzvahs between you and Hashem. Shebeze Omrim Shachurma Shalribwe Hakamos. There, right, to get a lot of quantity, right? Chomer Yoser B'mitzah Chamur Yoser. Ava B'inanenish Shoskim B'tzar Shalchola. But this guy is being on the chaveil. This guy's in a lot of pain. Sorry, buddy. Fend for yourself, because I got four guests coming. How can you say that? Hare, who hare mitzayir Yoser mikol echad ve'echad me'orchim, right? So how do you know that that would necessarily be a raya? So he says, "V'yitochin just the end. Jehu adim b'inyanenu shiribui hatzar v'hatzarech shalchola godol yoser." The tzar for the pain for another person should be more important. Me'atzarech shalchol ha'arba or arbas ha'orchim for the four guests. Ve'ein ribui hakamus shal ha'orchim mitzarif kedei lahachria esa echus hatzar shalchola. However, tzarech be l'maisa. So I think just an interesting musar haskel that to be focused. You know, sometimes we fall into a little bit of a trap. And we're so concerned with just checking off mitzvahs, right? The check, 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 I did it. But to look to the person themselves and to view each situation with a unique shikul hadas to find out what this person really needs and how in that case I can be most helpful. Okay, and Mitzvah Shem, we'll stop for here a little bit earlier, then we'll pick it up on Pei Tesem and Beis with tomorrow's shiur.